السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واغفر لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رغم عنفا ثم رغم عنفا ثم رغم عنفا. قيل: من يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: من أدرك والديه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة. رواه مسلم. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, the third Sunday of the June is celebrated as the Father's Day throughout the world, which in this year is coming on this coming Sunday, the June 19th. A lady named Sonora Smart Dodd had established observance of the Father's Day in 1909. She and her siblings were raised by their widower father alone. So she appreciated the love and sacrifice of her father and said, as we celebrate every year Mother's Day, we should celebrate Father's Day also, to show our gratitude to him. So she started. First Father's Day was celebrated in 1910 on June, the third Sunday of the June. And then President Richard Nixon had officially recognized Father's Day as a national day in 1972. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us from the very beginning in Surah An-Nisa, the first ayat, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء فاتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم. O people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you from single man and woman. So if you think and ponder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created father first, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and then the mother, Hawa alayhi salam. So most of the time the children pay attention towards their mother, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. And they overlook or forget the sacrifices of the father, how father has sacrificed to upbring their children. In the life of every child, the importance of father is no less than a mother. A child's existence in this world is because of his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had first created Adam alayhi salam, meaning father, and then Eve alayhi salam, the Hawa alayhi salam, as a mother. It shows the importance of the father. And that is why gender, male or female, depends on the father's sperm, X and Y, not on the mother's, because mothers always have X, So whether the child is going to be boy or girl is totally depend on the father's sperm. But generally in our society, in our families, they always blame mother. If they want son and the mother gives birth to the daughter, they don't like it. And it is not new in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the ayyam jahiliya, that whenever they used to get the news of the daughter is born, they used to feel very humiliated. Their faces used to change. Hey, how I got daughter, I should have son. So son is regarded higher and most beloved compared to the daughter. To that extent, they didn't like it. So they used to bury their daughters alive. They never buried their son alive. They always buried their daughters alive. So this is the culture. But they forget, it is totally depend on father's sperm, whether it's going to be male or female. If they regard father, mother in the earth, then the father is like a sky, covering the whole family, protecting and taking care of the family. A father's role is as a head of the family, who is responsible for both mother and the children. Father held the hand of the child and taught him how to walk. He stayed hungry and fed the children. He wore cheap clothes and provided expensive dresses to the children. Sometimes went out of his way to buy the favorite toy or game on the demand of his son, even though he couldn't afford it. When the child got sick, he spent the whole night restlessly. He only smiles when the child smiles. He starts crying when the child cries out of pain or fever. In short, after the birth of the child, the father stopped living for himself and started living for his child. He went through every hardship and difficulty to provide all the comfort and ease to his children. He doesn't express his love for the children in words, but proves it in the actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Your Allah has decreed that you should worship Him alone and that you be dutiful to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, don't say a word of disrespect to them, nor shout at them, but address them with honor and lower unto them the mercy, the wing of submission and humility. Through mercy and pray, O my Lord, bestow on them your mercy as they did bring me up when I was child." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent on the pleasure of dad, and this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent on the displeasure of dad. Meaning, if you are praying salat or doing all the good actions, on the other hand your father is not happy, so all those your ibadat and zikrullah will not be accepted by Allah, because Allah is not happy. Allah will become pleased and happy only if your father is pleased with you. And Allah will become displeased and angry when your father is not happy with you. So this is so important. And one Sahabi asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, What are the rights of my father upon me? What are the shari'i rights upon me of my father? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Is your heaven or your hell?" Meaning, by serving your father respectfully, you can attain the paradise. And by disrespecting him, one can end up in the hell. Everyone has to go through the old age. We all going to get old. When a person becomes old physically, then he needs emotional support from his children as he has given to them in their childhood. When his memory fades, he cannot remember correctly, and his hearing and seeing ability becomes less and weak, he keep on asking the question, and the children don't like it. At that moment, he needs more kind and gentle treatment with lots of patience. We have to be patient at the time. His actions and behavior become very irritating when as he becomes older and older. At that time, children have to take care of him with full respect and love. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw one young man with his dad. Say, "Who is he?" He says, "My dad." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala taught him that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that you should not walk in front of your dad. You should always walk behind him out of respect. You should not sit down first. Let your father sit first. You wait for him and then you sit. You should not raise your voice in front of your father. Be humble and polite. So these are some etiquettes of the father. If you serve your parents with respect, then your children will treat you in the same manner. It's just give and take. So my brother, this Father's Day, what they do? Once in a year, if they are in old home after 60 years, on the Father's Day, they just go there, visit the father, give him some chocolate or sweet, give him some flowers, some cards, and spend some time with them. If they are more generous, then take them out for the dinner in a special dish. And then, spending after a couple of hours, they bring them back into the old age home and dump them for the next year. And they have to wait for a whole year for the son to come again. As Islam is teaching us that every day should be Father's Day. Every day should be Father's Day. Not once in a year. To that extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if an obedient son look at to his father with a smiling face, just looking at, not doing anything, Allah will grant him one maqbool hajj and umrah. It has to be smiling face, not the sour face, not disrespect. Sahaba radiallahu anhu really amazed. See, Ya Rasulullah, such a great reward, maqbool hajj and umrah, just by looking at the father. What if a child or son or daughter looks at to his father 100 times a day? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, if you look at your father during the 100 times with a smiling face, with respectfully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the sawab and reward of 100 hajj and umrah. And Allah's treasure is very vast. Allahu Akbar. There is no shortage of the reward in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at, by looking at your parents, Allah becomes so happy that He grants you the reward of one hajj and umrah. If you serve your parents, feed him, clothe him, wash him, take him out, hold his hands, let him walk. So all these actions, all these amal will be greater in reward then just by looking at your father, you cannot imagine how much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give. In today's terms, my brothers and sisters, when a parent become over 60, they take them to the old age home and dump them over there. They don't tolerate the parents, you know, question and all these things. There was a story. One son was very rich and his father passed away. And mom is alone. So his wife said, let her take to the old age home. So they decided to take the mom to the old age home. And they went there, they registered, and they dumped her over there. Once in a while they used to go and give them some food and meeting, etc. Most of the time she used to be alone. So now, after a few years, she became sick, and the management of the old age home informed the son that your mom is on the last stage, come and meet her. So he went there and she was breathing her last. So son said, oh mom, what can I do for you? What is your last wish? You are departing from this dunya. What is your last wish that I can fulfill? She said, my son, just put some extra fan in this room, in this old age home. There is no fridge and freezer here. So buy some fridge and put it so you can have the cold and warm, you know, the food, etc. So son was wondering. He said, mom, you are leaving this world, only a few moments left. Why you are telling me to put the fan here? Because you're not going to benefit from that fan. You're not going to benefit from the fridge and freezer. Why are you asking me? He said, my son, I managed somehow without fan in this room. And I managed somehow the food without fridge and without this thing. But I'm afraid if your children will dump you in the same old age home, you will not be able to tolerate it. Because in the through your life, you did not, you know, spend your day without fan, without fridge. I'm worried about you. They will come as you drop me over here. Your children will drop you off here. And at that time, you won't be able to tolerate all these things. That's why I'm advising you to make sure to bring some things over here. So when you come here, you don't have to suffer. That was the, you know, thinking of the mother for the child, for the son. Just imagine, my brothers and sisters, that if you treat our parents in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us in this world. Whatever will happen in hereafter is different, but in the same world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the way we treat our parents, our children definitely is going to treat us in the same manner. If we are respectful, obedient, and honor our parents, then definitely our children, when we will become old, they will treat us, they will respect us, and they will take care of us. That's why this is the message for each and every son and daughter, that respect your parents before they become old.